In the student center at the Sugar Grove campus of Waubonsie Community College, students are sitting, earbuds engaged, voraciously looking back from book to notes. 10 feet away, a group talks over breakfast and a table set up nearby registering people to vote. It's about what you'd picture a university campus to look like. But the people walking to class don't all look the part of your traditional college student. This is a community college, one of dozens in Illinois. The majority of Waubonsie students transfer to a four-year school after community college.
And we also find a lot of those students actually, they still commute.
That's Jamal Scott. He's Waubonsie's Vice President of Strategic Development.
They may live in Aurora, but they drive to DeKalb, they go to class, and they come back home.
Dave Helmick is the president of Sauk Valley Community College in Dixon.
What a community college does, when it's doing what it should do, it meets the needs of the local community. You know, a major university will do that with a much more broad mission. But if there is a workforce need, a skilled workforce need, that we are not meeting in the local community, then we're not doing our jobs.
But aren't college-bound students fleeing the state of Illinois more than nearly any other state? Yeah, but the story of community college is a bit more complicated. Kishwaukee College President Lori Borowitz says,
community college graduates tend to stay more local. So that's a really good thing for all of us in our local economies.
Rock Valley College President Doug Jensen says it's something important to remember when state funding wavers.
We have to shift the conversation from a community college being a public expense to a community college is really a regional economic investment. The impact that the community college has on the local community is very powerful.
And particularly powerful considering the stats not only about students leaving the state, but adults too. More people moved from Illinois than any other state in 2017.
We may all have community college in our name, but we're different.
Jerry Corcoran is the president of Illinois Valley Community College in Oglesby. About 9% of his district is without a high school diploma, which covers over 2,000 square miles.
We're really the only post-secondary institution within a 50-mile radius of Oglesby. So, we have to be affordable, we have to be high quality, and we have to take into account that a lot of our students have other things going on in their lives.
And like the unique needs of their districts, all of Northern Illinois' community colleges have some variation in terms of the specific programs they offer. You can get a truck driving certificate at Illinois Valley, or you could get a diesel technology one at Kishwaukee. Healthcare and manufacturing jobs are specifically a driving force in the economy around Rock Valley College in Rockford. Rock Valley College President Doug Jensen says around 36-37% of the region's total workforce is in those two sectors.
Those are very high-paying positions, so it's not only is it over a third of the population, but it's the third of the population where there is a career opportunity to grow as well as a rather substantial livable wage.
The need for those jobs, especially in healthcare, is not restricted to either rural or urban parts of the state. Waubonsie's district stretches from the farms of Sandwich and Salmonac to the second largest city in the state, Aurora. In fact, Aurora is home to another one of their campuses, Fox Valley, which is located at Rush Copley Medical Center and trains students in most of their healthcare programs. But continuing to meet the educational and workforce needs of their diverse communities while state resources dwindle and populations decline is the biggest challenge for the future of community colleges in Illinois. I'm Peter Medlin.